I'm with two men, both famous for their sonic kicks these days. One on record, one on the bike. Paul Weller and Bradley Wiggins. Lovely to have you in the same room, Bradley. We know that sort of the connection between the mod scene and fashion and how they drove each other. But when did cycling become that? You know, when did cycling become the coolest sport on the planet? Because 20 years ago, it certainly wasn't.
I don't know, really. I think it's always been cool to a select few, but I mean, it's certainly become more space age now with the velodrome and the equipment and the helmets and all that, and people like Chris Hoy making it cool. And so I think it's certainly more in the public eye now. But I thought for me, it's always been it's been cool. It's always been retro, and there's had an element to it of, I don't know, if there's an aesthetic to cycling, or certainly with the equipment and how you look on a bike, that I've always loved. I had a lot of disappointment a couple of years ago and felt a bit insecure at times about how people thought of you. And, you know, I'd had a huge disappointment with the Tour de France, where the year before I was fourth and then everyone thought I was going to win it the year after and I was nowhere. And I got publicly criticised for that, and people were saying, you know, flash in the pan and you're never, ever gonna do it. And, you know, it was quite a public sort of, I say, you know, public criticism, and there's only the people around me that really believed in me and give me the confidence to go out, and to the point now everyone thinks you're wonderful. You know, it's sort of
is that in a strange way just as annoying? Well, yeah. Oh, Bradley, you're great.
Yeah, I know. So it's kind of proving all those people wrong, really, and you know who your friends are at those times, really, and I think that's kind of stuck with me, really, more than anything, because now in your moment of success, you know, you can do no wrong, but it's those people that stood by you. I think you know who your friends are when you do fail, and, you know, you have to pick yourself up and go again, really, so.
You've had over 20 dates in a country. Could you imagine if you take that journey in your head, you did it on a bus, could you contemplate what he has to go through to do it on a bike?
Not in the slightest, no. I've no idea how he does it, and take me out off to him. But, yeah, we get driven about wherever we go, so it's not too bad. You only got to be able to walk from the bus to the gig. It's not so hard, really.
And what about you? Because technically, you see everything you do it at a pace. Do you see any of France? Do you see any of Spain? Do you see anything but tarmac?
You see more than... You take a lot in. You know, you're racing for 6-7 hours a day, and you can't concentrate for that amount of time. So there are times where you wander and you're looking at things and thinking of things at home and that. So you take a lot in, actually, yeah.
I watched that Road to Glory in Sky, and the best episode was on the domestics. So I don't think I ever appreciated what they go through. And it was interesting at the end of the Tour de France how quick you were to just pay tribute to all of those men.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, cycling is a team sport in the day. And actually, how good you are as an individual, you're nothing without those people behind you. So in football terms, you know, I'm sort of the Messi that gets to score the goal at the end of the day. But so, yeah, it's, you know, you say you're very grateful to those people that put you there.
Mm. You see, it's interesting because he could get together with you, right? And he could get one of his 450 guitars and he could probably play most songs that you've written. If he slowed down, could you go out cycling with him?
Oh, yeah, no problem, yeah.
so we get it done, because for me, as soon as I get up to see a hill, Paul, that's me. I'm gone.
I do 20 minutes on a bike in a gym, mate, and I've done.
Here comes Bradley Wiggins up to the line. Have a look at the time. Here he comes. Wiggins goes into the lead. 50 minutes and 39 seconds. This is going to be a golden goal ride for Wiggins.
I don't know whether you were there, Paul, but when Bradley won the time trial at London 2012, it's one of the greatest moments ever in terms of community. Because
in your life, you told me.
Yeah, really, like, not like in terms of my family and stuff, but like, you know, in groups, because I always say, like, a bad band can play a track that's a sing-along, and when the crowd sing, you still get the hairs, you know, it's that community of people together. When he won, a few people started climbing over the barriers, so of course, Paul, health and safety gone mad, right? But as more people started climbing over, the police and the stewards, instead of trying to fight back the tide, started helping grandmothers and children over. And we all flocked over the same historic finish line. We all got to stand there. Yeah. And we all made our way up towards the gates of Hampton Court. And he wanted to come out. And I think the police must have told you no, right?
Well, they tried to stop me, but I went out because all my family couldn't get a ticket. So they were all stuck in, you know, they were stuck with Joe Public. So I was trying to get, as soon as I finished, I was getting ushered to the presentation in Hampton Court then. I went to find my wife and kids and my mum, so I went back out of Hampton Court. health and safety gone mad into the, you know, where the general public were, and yeah,
and then pulled back,
and then pulled back in for a medal ceremony. But I, yeah, I just wanted to, in moment of success, be with the people that mattered the most, really, rather than the people that were fortunate enough to, or rich enough to get a ticket, as it was at the Olympics.
Just want to put this idea out there. I know that you wouldn't have him in for a month. He wouldn't have a month. But it sounds to me like, with everything you share, there'll be a B-side soon, and you go, you know what, I just need a bit of rhythm guitar and that. Who could I get in who would have an afternoon off to come up to the studio? Mr. Bradley Wiggins.
Who knows? It's possible. You never know.
She's looking like so embarrassed. Just want to get your nerves back, Bradley.
No. Just, you know, leave that one to the professionals, eh? You know, I wouldn't expect Paul to come right up out to us with me in altitude training before the tour next year. So, you know, it's just, I was quite happy being on the other side of the fence.